The coronavirus is running rampant in the UK. Today in England, London joined the cities of Birmingham and Manchester in imposing the highest level of COVID-19 restrictions, Tier 3. Despite the surge in cases, the UK as a whole has been planning to relax restrictions over Christmas. Health officials and others are urging leaders not to ease up. NPR's Frank Langford is in the UK. And Frank, first, how tight are the tightest restrictions there now? How are people being affected?
Well, they're definitely considerably tighter. Pubs and restaurants are only going to be able to serve takeout and delivery. Different households can only mix outdoor in a public place. But stores are remaining open, and we have to believe, Lisa, that that's because of Christmas shopping and keeping the economy going as best the government can.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to imagine pubs and restaurants being closed, essentially, around Christmas time when everybody wants to celebrate. And in fact, they are talking in the country about loosening restrictions around Christmas time. What's the rationale for that?
Well, clearly, Lisa, you know, people want to see family, and I think Boris Johnson is being responsive to that. But there is a lot of concern that it's just going to spread the virus even more. And people have been in long, you know, this has been a long, long time under the pandemic, as it has been for other people in the United States. And what you've heard from Johnson, though, it's really interesting, is he's also at the same time saying, you know, people need to think very carefully about their Christmas plans, that there should be a smaller and safer Christmas. So he seems to be sending two different kind of messages. Another thing also is the economy. You know, pubs are very concerned about the impact. My daughter is working at a pub right now as we speak, and they're concerned about getting shut down. We're just outside of London. And then theaters reopened recently and again have had to shut down. So it's been really tough economically on people here.
Well, another sector that's terribly concerned are health officials. What are they saying?
Well, they're not crazy about the idea of loosening things around Christmas and allowing people to meet a bit more. The British Medical Journal actually said that they saw this as a rash decision and they didn't want to see it happen. People, I think, are also ordinary people are concerned about the spread of the virus. I don't know what's going to happen in my neighborhood. There was talk of people getting together, but I think there's a lot of anxiety. Certainly, I'll be honest, I feel it. And there's a woman named Jane Pace from Oxfordshire, and she's with the National Health Service worker. She was talking to the BBC earlier this week, and this is what she had to say.
We're staying at home on our own, and none of the family is coming to us at all. We decided it just was not safe. There's too many risks out there, and I couldn't live with myself if I handed COVID on to anybody else.
Frank, as you know, here in the United States, the vaccine is only now being rolled out, the coronavirus vaccine. It has been already issued in the UK. How's it going there?
It's moving along. We just saw this morning from the government more than 130,000 people have gotten the first doses of this. It's a two-dose vaccine that's gone to the elderly and the vulnerable so far. Those numbers don't include community clinics, which started on Monday, and about 200 such clinics are expected to be up and running by the end of this week. Of course, there are nearly 76 million people in this country. Not everyone, of course, is going to get it, but this vaccination process, it's great that it's happening, but I think people need to be patient, and it's going to take a long time to get to a large part of the population.
Just want to ask one quick question, Frank, about a major issue that's not
yes.
quick explaining at all, and that is amid the pandemic, there is also Brexit and a December 31st deadline for the UK and the European Union to get the new trade deal established. Where does that stand?
Astonishingly, Lisa, they still haven't gotten a deal yet. They're continuing to negotiate with very little time left. And the concern is if there's no deal, you're going to see major disruption at the ports. This, of course, happening when the economies in Europe and here are not in good shape at all, just as we've been discussing. So I think many people would love to see some kind of deal just to not put this one more blow to the EU and also to the United Kingdom.
NPR's Frank Langford. Thank you, Frank.
Great to talk, Lisa.